Anywhere you take me. Anyway, it doesn't matter where we go as long as we're together. No, not exactly. Just Suzanne. I don't know if she can hear me. I love you, too. She can hear me. Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Was that Bill?
No, it was the dry cleaners.
So I can pick up my clothes after work. Suzanne, how many more of these things do I have to make?
Well, I only agreed to do 50, so I guess about 10 more.
What is this for, anyway?
Well, it's a benefit to help renovate the old Royal Theater. I'd ask you and Bill, but you know it's just for country club members only.
That's okay. We're sort of into staying at home.
Here comes the bride, all dressed
in white. Suzanne, don't be silly. We haven't known each other long enough to get married. Anyway, Bill was only 21 when he first got married, so I want him to enjoy his time as a bachelor.
So you mean he's dating other people?
No, he's dating only me.
Well, how much fun can that be? I mean, it's not like he's getting to sow any wild oats.
I wouldn't exactly say that. His oats are being taken care of.
Well, if he got married the first time at 21 and he's only dated you since his wife died, well, I guess he started playing the field pretty young.
Oh, he married his childhood sweetheart. He's never dated anyone but Nancy and me.
Well, I am here to tell you one of the worst things you can possibly do is to marry someone who hadn't been around the pasture at least once or twice. First of all, he will resent you for depriving him of all those other women. And second, he'll always be wondering if the grass wasn't greener on the other side.
How do you know so much about all this?
Well, my third husband, Jay Benton Stone Cypher, never dated anyone but me. Of course, in my case, he never wondered if anyone could possibly be any better because, of course, that would be absurd. But now for me, it was just no fun. I mean, I like to hear about how other women fall short.
Well, Suzanne, I don't have that need. Anyway, I think Bill's very happy.
What about in a couple of years when you two are old and tired and married and he realizes you kept him from having some of the best times of his life?
Gee, I don't know. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, right, Bob, and the same to you. Oh. Oh, nothing, just the usual hard hat onslaught from those jerks working across the street.
I mean, they used to just, you know, hoot and holler and whistle. Now they're making some kind of hissing noise.
Yeah, I know. I have this fantasy that one day I'll be walking by them all cute and innocent, and they'll start yelling, you know, and making that vulgar noise when all of a sudden I wheel around with an M16 rifle in my hands. My face is covered with fur. There's a little trickle of saliva coming right off this fang, and I say, excuse me, are you talking to me?
Well, they never make any kind of noises at me.
Oh, what do they do to you, Suzanne?
Well, when I just get out of my Mercedes, they applaud. And then they just kind of yell things, you know, like, hey, gorgeous, hey, beautiful, hey, best-looking woman left on earth.
Yeah, yeah, we get the picture.
Suzanne, that is not true. I was with you yesterday, and they were yelling stuff like, all right, get down, hot stuff.
Okay, so I was paraphrasing.
Well, the point is that it's just a perfectly ridiculous way for grown men to behave in public.
Boy, one of them really got on to Julia today. I mean, he would just not let up.
Which one?
Charlene, if you must know, he's wearing a No Fat Chicks t-shirt.
Oh, him. He's had that on since last summer. I hate him.
Makes you wonder about his wife, doesn't it? I mean, does she kiss him goodbye in the morning and say, gee, honey, you sure look handsome in your No Fat Chicks t-shirt. Hope I didn't put too much starch in it. Have a nice day.
Julie, what'd he say to you?
Charlene, why do you always want to know these things?
Well, I'm just curious. Come on, we all told.
All right, Charlene, if you must know, he said, looking good. I want it. I need it. Got to have it now.
Julia always gets that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, it's that cocky little way she walks.
Suzanne, it has nothing to do with the way I walk. It has to do with a culture that encourages some men to embarrass women as public sexual objects in the dim hope
that somehow it will allow the men in question to cling to their ill-imagined superiority.
That's right. And furthermore, a woman has a right to walk down the city street any way she wants to without being sexually harassed. And I don't care if she's a nymphomaniac and naked.
Oh, well, it's good to see you have this morning's topic off and rolling.
Hi, Anthony. You're just the person I wanted to talk to.
Me? What'd I do?
You know those hard hats across the street who've been harassing all the women around here?
Uh-huh.
Well, this morning, I just had all that I could take. So I walked right up to the ringleader.
Oh, that would be Mr. No Fat Chicks.
Correct. That's correct. And you know what I did? I invited them all over here tomorrow for coffee and donuts.
Julia!
Is that an interesting idea or what?
Have you just completely lost your mind?
No, Suzanne, I've not lost my mind. I've lost my patience. We're not going to put up with their abuse any longer.
Y'all think about it. This is a brilliant idea. If they get to know us, it'll make it impossible for them to yell dirty things at us because it'll embarrass them.
That's right. And maybe in the meanwhile, we'd be raising their consciousness a little bit. Providing, of course, it turns out that they are actually conscious.
I see. And exactly where do I fit into all this?
Well, I just told them that you'd like to have a word with them when they came over.
You told them I want to talk to them?
Yes, Anthony. I think you can provide a very positive male viewpoint on how it makes you feel as a man to see your fellow workers, females, treated in a shabby and demeaning fashion.
No!
You know, now I think Julie and Mary Jo are right. I think these guys are going to end up respecting you.
So, what do you say, Anthony?
Help!
You know what I love? I love steaks cooked in the fireplace in winter.
Yeah, and what else?
I love a man who lets me wear his socks when my feet are cold.
You know what I love about you?
What?
Everything.
Mm. Bill? Mm. Have you ever thought about dating other women?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to only me. I mean, after all, in your whole life, you've only been out with two people. Maybe deep down inside, you're starting to resent me just a little bit because I'm keeping you out of other people's pastures.
Charlene, is this leading up to something?
Well, I've just been thinking, how can we have a good relationship if you've got all these other women you need to get out of your system?
I see we got our new issue of Cosmo today.
This is serious. I mean, how can we have any kind of a future if you don't have any kind of a past?
Charlene, you don't know everything about my past.
Well, you said you'd only been with one other person.
Well, that's right. I'm with one person now, the person I want to be with. I don't know. I guess I'm just a simple guy, but I enjoy having 5'10", a beautiful blonde, and 2 yards of leg lying next to me. And the fact that I'm in love with her just makes it that much more exciting, which is probably the reason that I've wandered around mumbling thank you, God, 15 or 20 times a day.
Yeah, but maybe if you went out with somebody else, you know, just once or twice, I'd feel more secure.
Charlene, you want to tell me what's going on here? Have you met somebody that you want to date?
No, of course not. It doesn't matter about me. I've dated.
You know, I don't much care for the way you throw that word dated around. But as long as we're on that subject, just exactly how many people have we dated?
Well, enough to know that I wouldn't be wondering later on what I've missed out on.
You know, quite frankly, I wouldn't mind you wondering a little bit.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means I'm not especially thrilled with the notion that you can find contentment with me now that you've systematically eliminated the entire Seventh Fleet.
Bill, Bill, I can't believe that you said that. For your information, my past happens to be a very old-fashioned one.
Well, let's get to it. Exactly how old-fashioned was it?
I don't have to answer that question. I'm not going to. I'm going to get my coat.
Charlie, now don't go. I apologize. I was out of line.
Look, why can't we just do this like two mature adult people? It'd only be for a little while.
All right. All right. If it's what you really want to do, let's get it over with. How many people do I have to date?
Enough to know that I'm the only one you want.
Well, I know that now.
Okay, then five.
Five? I see. Does that number just happen to coincide with any significant number in your life?
No, it's just a nice round figure.
And are you going to be dating other people, too?
No, well, I mean, I will if it'll make you feel better.
Well, that's okay. I don't see any reason we should both have to suffer. I'll go it alone.
You're very noble.
Well, I'm just that kind of guy. Well, before I begin my sentence, I have one final request.
What's that?
Well, it involves you lying down like this. And then we place our lips just so. And then I start by taking my socks back.
Well, Suzanne said that a lot of her friends got married without dating other people. It never worked out, so we're just going to try it for a little while.
What I want to know, Charlene, is when did you start listening to Suzanne's advice on love?
Yeah, if you're that desperate, why don't you just pick up the phone and call Mike Tyson for tips? Gee, it's past 10. The hard hats are late. You'd think they don't have any manners.
Anthony, you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going over some last-minute notes on my talk. Last being the operative word.
Anthony, have a donut.
No thanks, Mary Jo. I just threw up.
You're not going to do that thing, are you?
What thing?
You know how you laugh hysterically when you get nervous?
Oh, no, Mary Jo. I'm just fine.
Well, you all are never going to believe what I just heard.
Charlene, did you and Bill decide to date other people last night?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to.
Well, he certainly didn't waste any time. Talk about coincidences. I just sat next to Mimi Hollingsworth at the dance committee breakfast, and it seems her date, Don D. Mosquito, has the mumps. So now she's going with Colonel Bill Stillfield.
Well, I didn't even know he knew a Mimi.
Well, all I can say is it's a good thing you opened the old barn door because obviously this bull wanted out.
I can't believe it. I mean, he didn't even want a date. I practically had to beat him.
You should have heard Mimi drooling over him. Seems she's had her eye on him for a long time.
Boy, and you should have seen the way he was acting, trying to take my socks off.
Now, Charlene, just remember, this was your idea.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think he was going to run out the door with his pants on fire.
Not to worry. This is where the fun begins. Now, as your coach, I intend to take care of everything.
Sam, what are you doing?
I'm calling Randy Pennington.
Who's that?
He's your date for the dance. He's not much, but he's all that's left, and he is a member of the club.
Suzanne, I can't go to that dance. I mean, I don't even have a costume.
So don't worry. We'll get you one. I'm going as Liz Taylor, of course. And you could be Marilyn Monroe, huh? Don't worry. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Hello, Randy? Suzanne Sugarbaker. Listen, Randy, good news. I found you a date. Yes, I know everyone's tried to help. I bet you had given up. Well, anyway, I have somebody. I'll call you later tonight with details. Oh, Randy, what movie star are you going as? Mickey Rooney. Uh-huh. Very good choice. I'll tell her. Yes, okay, bye.
Suzanne, I just don't know about this.
Trust me, Charlene. This is my field of expertise.
Charlene, Suzanne and I once had a mutual friend named Robert. He was having marital difficulties. Suzanne became his coach. After a few months, he became Roberta. It's just something to think about.
You know, Julia, I don't think I appreciate that.
Okay, everybody. Man your battle stations. They're here.
Anthony, you okay?
And so, it just seems to me that in expressing our manly appreciation toward women, certain things are less appropriate than others. For example, what I think these ladies don't particularly appreciate are things like, woo! Woo, baby, baby! And even makes me feel silly to stand in here and do them. And so in closing, I just hope that you all might think how you would feel if someone behaved like that toward your mother or wife or daughter. Then again, you might not want to think about that at all. That's certainly your prerogative. But it's good that we had this time together to vent our feelings and become friends.
Thank you, Anthony. Any comments?
Yeah, I have a further comment. Mama, you're fine as wine. You got to be mine, because I love your visible panty line.
Hey, man, we got to do this again. You guys are so much more foxy than those broads over at the bank.
Yes, and thank you for coming.
Julia,
That was certainly stimulating.
They're just getting a kick out of it because they know we hate it. As far as I'm concerned, this is war.
Boy, that Mr. No Fat Chicks can sure put away the donuts.
Yeah. Can you imagine standing in the $3.95 all-you-can-eat smorgasbord line and see that coming at you?
I thought the belch was a nice touch. You know what kills me? Not only with these guys not wanting anybody acting like that around their wives and mothers, they would not act like that themselves if their wives and mothers were within a 5-mile radius.
You know, Anthony, I think you're on something. I think you're exactly right.
Which part?
All of it. If their wives and mothers, especially their mothers, knew the grief they were giving us, there wouldn't be a doghouse big enough for these men.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying, I think it might be time to write a little note home to Mama.
Just help yourself, guys. Oh, and don't forget to sign your mother up for our big drawing. If you don't have a mom, then a wife or sweetheart. And we don't need an address, just a phone number.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. I'm going to have to talk to you later.
Whose armoire?
No, it's a piece of furniture, you know, like a wardrobe.
Oh, I thought it was some guy being held hostage somewhere.
Hi, Charlene.
Bill, what are you doing here?
Well, I just stopped by to see if I could take you to lunch.
Oh, why? Is Mimi tied up?
How'd you know about that?
I have my spies. You certainly didn't waste any time getting back in circulation.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like you're exactly pining away yourself. Who are these guys?
Just some friends of mine. One or two I'm considering dating. Maybe not. Anyway, I'll be going to that country club gala on Sunday, too.
Oh. Well, good. I'll look forward to seeing you there. Does this mean that we can't have lunch?
That's right. I have a date. Oh, but feel free to use my phone if you want to call Mimi. I mean, I understand she's had her eye on you for a long, long time.
Charlene, that's very cruel. You know she just has the one eye.
That's not funny.
He's sticking his ear. Wow!
You better leave. You better leave. They're getting riled.
No kidding. Who are these guys?
That, my dear, is for me to know and you to find out.
Oh! Man.
Charlene, I think I'm gonna go up to the bar and get a new straw. This one collapsed. I guess I sucked it too hard.
Oh, Randy, do you have to go now? I don't
want
to be alone.
Well, sure. I guess it can wait.
Come on, let's dance.
Are you sure? You know, I'm gonna be right up there against your chest again. You said that bothered you.
It's okay. Just turn your head sideways.
What, like this?
That's right. Oh, Randy, that is so funny. That's just the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Whatever you say. Looks like the music's stopped. Well, goodbye and good luck.
There you are. I've been looking all over. You know, there's a rumor flying around that after the dance tonight, a few brave souls are going to skinny dip in the baby pool. Do you like skinny dipping?
Well, yeah. But unfortunately, I forgot my birthday suit.
The shy type, huh? I like that.
Can you believe it? He's with Miss Katherine Hepburn lying in winter again. He's probably danced with every woman here at least twice.
Hi, Eugenie.
Hi, Bras. Well, you know, Charlene, what your problem is that you're just not cool. Now, he can see that you care. You should be up, flitting around, laughing your head off.
Suzanne, I've been laughing my head off all night long. I feel like a big fool and I have a crick in my neck. You're right. Let's face it, I'm not cool. I don't like playing games. I just want to go home.
May I have this dance?
Sorry, she's busy.
Yes, you may.
Helpless.
What did you say?
I said close your mouth.
All right, now listen up and listen good. First of all, I had no intentions of going out with anybody. Mimi, what's-her-face's brother, went to school with me at the academy. He happened to call the morning after you said I had to start dating, that's all.
I believe you.
Secondly, you may have noticed that I've tried to squeeze a virtual smorgasbord of women tonight into 2 hours of cheap conversation and cheek-to-cheek dancing.
I noticed.
Well, I figured, why go to all the trouble of meeting and getting to know 5 different women when I could fulfill your requirements by condensing the entire experience into a mini random sampling of various females' conversation and feelings that could be construed as representative of numerous long-term relationships. Only this way, I wouldn't actually have to go out and do it. Sort of like speed dating.
You're trying to say?
I'm
saying I came, I saw, I danced, and I'm still in love with you. Not to mention, you've also got the best costume.
I'm supposed to be Marilyn Monroe.
I know.
I've never loved you more than I do at this moment.
You know, I'm getting a real strong feeling they know each other.
So we invited you here this one last time to give you a final chance to apologize for the abuse you've heaped on the women on the street and to give your word that this insulting behavior will not happen again in the future.
Boy, I gotta tell you, I just don't think we could do that.
Yeah, man, that'd be a real strain. Mm. About the time we'd promised some chick would strut along in a tight shirt and a tight skirt. You know what I gotta say to that?
How's that?
I gotta say a man's gotta honk if he's horny.
Oh!
Ladies, you may come down now.
Allow us to reintroduce your wives, mothers, and sweethearts. Ladies, you're gonna want to spend some quality time with your boys now, so we'll just be over here out of the way.
And just who are you supposed to be?
What do you mean, who are we? We work here.
My dear, I don't want to tell you ladies how to dress, but you probably should tone it down a little.
Well, what do you think, fellas? What do you think of their outfits?
Oh, very nice. Very attractive.
Now, that's more like it. Now, on behalf of Liz and Marilyn and all the other women in the world, we thank you.